chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging, creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
That's my song. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm super excited and pumped up. Yes, we are in the fall months right now. We are starting to feel the change in the temperatures. I know it's about 60 degrees here in D.C. Sunny, though. Very beautiful, fallish looking. Leaves are turning colors. You know, that's so beautiful. God's creation is amazing. So I'm really glad. I want to say a shout out to Savannah, Georgia, Jacksonville, Florida. I want to say a shout out to Detroit, Michigan. Just shout out to all of you guys. And thank you again for tuning in and being a part of what God is doing here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Today, we have a special guest. Her name is Elise Murray, and she is an entertainment consultant and booking agent to many international recording artists. She is going to be joining us with you. She shares a passion about lupus that she wants to spread all over the world, and she's touching, talking to senators and et cetera to get this word of knowledge out, because a lot of people just don't even know who has lupus and what is it all about. I mean, does my neighbor have it? Do I have it? So she's going to explain to us the depths of lupus, and some of us have learned about it through listening to Toni Braxton and her struggles with lupus. But, you know, there's so many more. And so she's just one of the many who are going about just paving the way for the knowledge to be spread abroad. So I'm very excited to have her. And she has some fantastic, exciting news that she's going to share with us, all that God is doing in her life. So she's going to be joining us in a little bit. Also, you know, my main man, A-Train, co-host, is going to be joining us shortly. I'm super excited about having him on. He's going to be giving us updates and things that's going on. We're going to be talking about Donald Trump. We're going to be talking about Hillary Clinton. We're going to be talking about the foolery that's going on in the political arena, along with other trending topics. Very excited about having him on. Always a blast, fun to listen to and laugh with and shenanigans with. And also, we got my girl, Pamela Luhing. She'll be bringing us 5 minutes to success. Very excited about getting updates on what we need to do to be successful. She's always bringing on great tips and so just rewarding and so knowledgeable and giving us much wisdom. So very, very happy to have her on with 5 minutes to success, because we all want to be successful, right? We got dreams, we got visions. God's given us so many things that we're birthing out and things that he's walked us to through and got doors that's opening for us, but we want to be successful. Now that we're here, what do we do with it? So she's going to give us some tips about that. So listen, this is going to be a great show. I cannot go on without elaborating on the fact that I was in Savannah, Georgia, and we actually had a wonderful time in Savannah, Georgia. We had a great time with an evening with Toni Braxton. Listen, this is one of the biggest events that I have done yet. I thought that the Zora was big, then I thought having Angie Stone on the show was big, and then I thought doing Take 'Em to Church with Pastor Shirley Caesar and all of these wonderful things that God has been doing this year. Every event to me is a big event, and it just gets bigger. That just lets you know how big our God is. I mean, he's not only a healer, but he is an elevator. He is everything. He opens doors that no man can shut. He does so many different things, and I'm just so in awe of what he's done. I cannot go on without thanking my manager, Joe Meacham. He's been an intricate part of Usher. God has used to open, you know, to usher me into these opportunities and doors. So I cannot say that God alone, he's used vessels to do it. So I'm very thankful and blessed for Joe Meacham. I'm also thankful for so many others that's been a part, those that have allowed me to come through the doors and saw what God is doing. I'm just really blessed and thankful. I'm humble to say that that was an event that I would treasure for a long time, and just very, very thankful. Again, I just can't thank God enough for what all he's doing, and I'm just feeling very blessed. But I mean, she did her thing, y'all. Toni Braxton did her thing. And like I said, she has been struggling with lupus as well, and she's just, you know, a trooper. I mean, she put on a performance. She did her thing. She looks fantastic, absolutely beautiful. Her voice, I mean, she just sounded very, very wonderful, and she interacted with the audience. It was a great show, and to be able to share the time on stage, just to have that moment, was just a blessing and an honor, as well as with Pastor Shirley Caesar and Ja'Kaylin Carr and Kiera Sher, which, by the way, I will be doing a show with them November the 18th, and Sounds of Blackness, we will be hosting and the show, and we're very excited. November the 18th in Columbia, South Carolina. Cannot wait for that, and I'm giving tickets away, so all you have to do is... all you have to do is email me at drginarprince@gmail.com. Again, drginarprince@gmail.com. And all I want you to say is Pastor Shirley Caesar, Columbia, South Carolina. That's all you got to say. So whoever is within the first five of you will be getting tickets to go see Pastor Shirley Caesar, Ja'Kaylin Carr, Kiera Sheard, and Sounds of Blackness. Oh, my goodness. And I'm going to be there, so it's going to be a blast. Yes. Cannot wait. So anyway, with no further ado, are you all ready to hear what Elise Murray has to say? Well, I know I am very excited to hear all that she has going on and what God is doing in her life. And I need some education about this lupus thing. I know we know about Toni Braxton, but who else has lupus? Elise, are you with us now?
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Gina. How are you?
Hey. Hi, sister. How are you?
Hi, sister. I am blessed, highly favored, and just living in the land of God. You know, he is the author and the finisher of my faith. And I tell you, you know, when you think that you can't, won't he do it? When you say the enemy, whatever it is meant for evil, he'll turn it around and make it for good. So the God I serve, the almighty God I serve, he's amazing. He is awesome.
Well, amen to that. And you know what? He is all of that that you have said and then some. Elise, tell us more about your passion about lupus and how dear is it to you?
Well, let's see. It's very dear to me. I have been impacted with lupus back in 2005. I am an entertainment specialist. I represent established artists across the country. I had four tours on the road, the Isley Brothers, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Tina Marie, Frankie Beverly and Mays, and I was overkilling, vice president of a booking agency, working until 2 a.m. in the morning, no weekends, no personal life. It got so bad that I was walking around with 105 and 110 fevers, and I was sick and not knowing it, to the tune that I had to use one of my clients' canes. I fell out. 6 months later, was hospitalized December 2005 and was diagnosed with lupus in February of 2006. So I am a person that has been impacted with lupus, and I'm passionate about it since I've been impacted and diagnosed with SLE lupus, and I'm doing everything that I can to lend my voice to the Lupus Foundation to speak out about it. Because people don't know.
But at least, I mean, how does lupus come about? I mean, you said that you had a temperature. I mean, how does this happen? Are you born with it? Is it something that just happens through the years? Is it mostly in women, men? What's that?
Okay, well, let's talk about what is lupus. Lupus is a chronic autoimmune disease that can damage any part of the body, skin, joints, organs, and inside the body. When I say chronic, that means signs and symptoms that tend to last longer than 6 weeks or often many years. Lupus is something that goes wrong with your immune system. It is a part of the body that fights off viruses, but it doesn't recognize to fight off the virus and the bacteria. Mm. It's like being in a ring as with a boxer going round for round, pound for pound, and it doesn't recognize to fight off the cold, to fight off the situation that's going on in your body. And what happens is your immune system just explodes. These foreign, we call them invaders, that feels like flu, like you're walking around with the actual flu. And I encourage that everyone must take and go and get checked out. Go get the blood work. Take the test, because lupus often, it's like a, you won't know. It's misdiagnosed. You know, it took me 13 years to find out that I actually had lupus. For 13 years, I knew something was wrong. I would go out in the sun, and I would immediately feel like my skin was burning quickly. These are some of the symptoms. I would have fevers off and on more than normal. These are some of the symptoms. Headache, anemia, swelling, edema, pain in the chest, you know, and then if you happen to become so advanced where you see that butterfly-shaped rash across the cheek and the nose, there it is. Anemia, abnormal blood clotting, hair loss, fingers turning white or blue, mouth and nose ulcers. Now, is it a situation where, I'm sorry, the other phones are ringing. Is it a situation where are you born with it? They haven't been able to detect that, whether or not that is the case. What has happened is we find out in cases with lupus, it develops between the ages of 15 and 44. Okay?
15 and you say 15 and 44?
Between 15 and 44, according to the Lupus Foundation, the facts are it normally shows up and develops more in people between the ages of 15 and 44. The Lupus Foundation has estimated about 5 million people worldwide have this form of lupus. And, you know, there's three different types of lupuses that, well, I shouldn't say lupuses. There's three different types of lupus that you can be diagnosed with. There's systemic lupus, which is SLE. Okay, which is medication inducement, overdose of inducement with medication and inflammation of muscles and joints. And then there's cantankerous lupus, which is the overdose of medication and the skin disease, the discoid, the people that you see with the giant patches and blotches across their chest or on their scalp. And it looks like humongous alopecias all throughout the scalp and on their back. And you'll see it on the largest part of the gland of the body, which is the skin.
Wow. So have you had any of those, of that? Like, I mean, is that like going from the minimum to the more severe, your description right now? Or is it just random, any of that is severe?
Well, it's all severe when you're impacted with it, because this is something that's foreign, that's invading your body, and you're not clear what this is. And oftentimes, women are more misdiagnosed. Lupus comes across, and it will feel like arthritis or rheumatoid arthritis or fibromyalgia, or if people think it's in the cancer family, or lung disease or bronchitis. So once those things start happening and you're faced with those issues quite often chronically, you're impacted. It throws you off because you're immediately thinking, well, maybe this is fibromyalgia. I'm at that age or where I might be impacted with it. Or maybe this is pneumonia, because there was a time where I was impacted with pneumonia four times within 5 years between 2007 and 2006 and 2013. But I didn't realize that those were some of the symptoms. Okay, I was diagnosed with anemia. I didn't realize those were some of the symptoms. So, yes, I'm fine today. And then this weekend, I might just have cramping of my joints. My legs will swell up and I can't move and I can't bend. And then I might disappear. And some of my friends or people won't know what's going on and what's happening. But what's happening, I'm having a lupus attack and I'm having a lupus flare.
Wow.
So I have been impacted. And thank God there's different clinical trials through the Alliance, through the Lupus Alliance Research Committee that are creating clinical trials to assist people with lupus for better medication to help them to prolong life, you know.
Well, let me ask you this. So with all of that, and I mean, is it more days than... I mean, is it more often than not that this attacks you, or you just don't even know? It could just be in the course of your everyday, and you can just get symptoms. Is that how that goes?
You know, once you play an important role in helping your doctor to manage your disease, and you listen to your body, and you ask your body questions, and you get involved, and you ask your doctor's questions, you will come to identify what it is. You'll be able to identify, you know what, my immune system is running low, the season is changing, let me make sure I put the definite things that I need in my body. Or I'm talking to you right now and I am feeling numbness in the tip of my fingers. I wasn't feeling that at 7 o'clock this morning. I am feeling
a little
swelling in my legs. So there's medications that we have to stay on that's going to blow us up, but it's going to take care of the case and take care of the situation. So yes, in the sense of you never know when it's going to impact you, but it will impact you at any given time. We can be talking, I get off this show, and all of a sudden I have to lay down because I'm out of breath, my mouth is dry, my fingers are numb, and they're so painful that I can't write. And then there's times where I am fine for 2-3 months at a time. Yeah,
well, Elise, I definitely appreciate you sharing this information with us because I know that a lot of us did not know. We hear it, you know, the passion that Toni Braxton has, and, you know, they were saying that she was down with it during her tour and that, you know, she was pacing herself and things like that. But really, you know, we don't know. And so for you to be able to, you know, explain it so in depth the way you have, you know, really we do appreciate that. And so anybody that may be feeling any of those symptoms, I urge you to go and get yourself checked specifically for that. If you know of a neighbor or friend that has been complaining about any of those symptoms, please advise them as well. It is definitely a serious situation. You don't want to wait too long. You want to be able to know how, you know, what you need to do, the next steps to be able to make it through each episode of this. And what, how far are we getting with, you know, spreading the word with, you know, I know you had mentioned to me in a political arena, you wanted some of the state senators and representatives to start, you know, getting the information out in the neighborhoods. How effective is that? Has that been?
Well, it's been great. Three things. Thank God we have an artist as Toni Braxton and Nick Cannon and Selena Gomez, who are spokesperson people that have been impacted and are using their platform as an artist and who they are in the industry to get the word out and to be more involved and to advocate. I myself have created a company, Elise Murray Speaks, where I have partnered up with the Alliance Research Committee as an advocate to speak about it. I have meetings with my state legislators. We are going to Albany. We are speaking out to get some bills passed for clinical trials and to get the word out. What happens is we all need to come together and advocate. We all need together and sit down with our legislators in our local areas and make them aware so that we can spread the word. This is something right. that is impacting African Americans, Hispanic and Asian, and mainly women for some reason. And you will find that a grandmother has it, and it seems like it skipped a generation, and then the next generation might have it. So what I'm doing is, since I've been physically impacted, is using my platform as an entertainer specialist and agent to the stars, and get out and speak. So I'm doing speaking engagements. I'm raising funds. I'm partnering up with the Omega Phi, the Deltas. I'm partnering up with my legislators here in the Northeast Bronx. I'm partnering up with several people. I'm working along with the Lupus Foundation, the SLE Foundation, and the Lupus Alliance Group. And then I'm also partnering up with the Minnie's Pantry out of Texas and Atlanta, Loretta's House out of Atlanta, and the Trinity Girls Network with Dr. Jacqueline Mohair, Ambassador Dr. Jacqueline Mohair.
Okay. Well, you know what? I know that this, with all of the support that you have right now, you are going to just do fantastic, and it's so much needed, and we so appreciate you taking the time to do that. I mean, Omega Sci-Fi and all of these wonderful organizations and folks that stand behind you with this is going to definitely spread that word. So tell us what's going on real quick before we end our interview. I know you were telling, I know I have been seeing posts on your timeline about how you're being honored and you got some kind of something going on. Can you tell the people about it? You've been saving the dates and all. What is it?
Well, I'm excited and truly humbled and blessed, because I tell you, I overcome some major adversity last year, November the 3rd, and then here this year, November the 5th, but the enemy meant for evil. God turned it around for good.
Don't I am being honored.
Won't he will, but God. The Trinity Girls Network, who is founded by Dr. Jacqueline Mohair, who is the ambassador of Switzerland, she works very closely with the Obama administration, and they are employing and working with young girls, educating them about health, about how to prepare them in the workplace, setting up, and these are girls that don't have homes and shelters and are homeless and need clothing and need shoes and need homes. And she's going out her way to do these things, and she's working very closely with Barack and Michelle, our president, okay?
Yes.
And she has nominated several honorees, and it was important to her, since she's working with the president. This is his last term. I mean, we all know he's leaving out of office. There are so many awards that he's going to be giving out before he leaves office, and I'm just excited that I will be receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award for the community services that I have been contributing through Elise Group 7, the Lupus Foundation. And so I'm just excited.
Look at what God will do. I want to leave this with people, because Elise, literally, yes. When we go through things, it's not about us. It's not even for us. And God mm-hmm. always rewards, you know, even yes. though, you know, we've been chosen, you know, we go through certain things. He's with us, but he also verifies, confirms, and he always yes. shows that his hand is upon us. And just for you to get that award, I mean, it's just such validation from him. So I want to encourage people, whatever you're going through, it's not for you. It's for somebody else.
Yes.
It's for multitudes of folks. I mean, it's for a multitudes of folks, y'all. So just hold on and trust God. You know, he won't give you nothing that you too much you can't handle. He will not yes. put more on you than you can handle. He is with you. He knows exactly what you're going through. So don't say, why me? And I know it's hard not to, because even yes. Jesus in Gethsemane was like, if this cup can pass by me, I really don't want to do it. But I know that if I don't, what am I? You know, because you created me for this. You built me for this. So not my will, your will. And so we have to say, not anymore why us, but Lord, I thank you. And for every yes. opportunity to bless others, I thank you. For whatever I'm going through, I remember God had told me, out of your pain many will be set free. And I had no idea, but I said, you know what, I'll just receive it, Lord, in Jesus' name. But he meant that whatever afflictions I'm going through, whatever afflictions that we may go through, if it's emotional, if it's physical, yes. if it's whatever it is, it's not about us. It's for the multitudes of people that God is going to give you revelation, because you're going through it. Everything he teaches you and shows you is for multitudes of people. So God bless you, Elise. And you know what? We reward you here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And you know you're a friend of ours, and you are always welcome.
Yes, thank you so much. I love you, and thank you for this platform. Thank you so much. It's not about me. It's bigger than me. It's about the people.
Well, at least please tell people, how can they follow you? You know, I want them to keep up with you and your inspiration.
Thank you so much. You can follow me at about.me/ELYSE Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y. You can follow me on Twitter at Elise Group 7. You could follow me on Facebook at Elise Group 7 or Elise Murray. And or you can contact me at 646-218-1320. That's the way to reach me at the office.
Well, all right. You need to reach out to her. If you have any more questions about lupus or anything else that God is doing, or just want prayer or anything, just reach out to her. She's such a sweetheart. I love her so much. And thank you so much, Elise Murray. Again, you are always welcome here. God bless you, sis.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for this time. God bless you, Dr. Gina. Thank you.
You're welcome, darling. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, you heard it from Elise Murray. She's a blessing, y'all. Full of joy, full of knowledge and wisdom. I'm telling you, definitely want to connect with her. And now we're getting ready for my main man, A-Train. A-Train, you with us now?
Absolutely.
Did you get to hear Elise Murray talk about lupus and her, how God is rewarding her?
I did. And I think it's awesome. And the recognition is well-deserved. Well-deserved. Yeah.
I mean, she's up there with Chris Tucker and Cindy Trim. I mean, it's a list of so many people that, you know, we all know, and a lot of people that we don't know. But definitely, if you don't know Elise Murray, you need to get to know her. She's definitely a blessing. And, you know, I look forward to it. I look forward to you know, just all that God is doing for her. So what's going on with you? What are we going to get into after we take this commercial break?
We're going to chop it up. We're going to chop it up and talk about what's going on out here in these comedy streets.
Oh, man, I can't wait to hear it. Okay, so listen, you done heard it. Comedy streets, we got to hear, because he got his ear to those streets. So we definitely got to know the tea of what's going on. All right, we'll be right back with A-Train, comedian A-Train, and me, Dr. G.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle, and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Columbia, get your praise on. At the biggest gospel concert that ever hit the metro. A Night to Remember. Friday, November 18th at the Township Auditorium. Starring Shirley Caesar. And the incredible Sounds of Blackness. Grammy Award nominee Ja'Kalen Carr. And Kiara Shear. A Night to Remember. Friday, November 18th at the Township Auditorium, 1703 Taylor Street, Columbia. Hosted by Dr. Gina and Sounds of Blackness. Tickets are available now at the Township Auditorium box office. All Ticketmaster locations, Ticketmaster.com, or charge by phone at 800-745-3000. Don't miss A Night to Remember with gospel legend Shirley Caesar. Sounds of Blackness. Ja'Kalen Carr and Kiara Shee. Friday, November 18th, 8 p.m. at the Township Auditorium.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Well, all right. Y'all better go on and get your copies. Health and Soul. Get on healthandsoul.com. Listen, it's going to be soon at Amazon.com, Google Plus, and we are going to take it even further than that. I got so many surprises for you. A-Train, are you excited about Health and Soul?
I am. And I'm excited that you are just doing your thing. So I am. I'm doubly excited. I'm excited about the book, and I'm excited for you, sis. I really am. I saw you on Instagram the other day. You all in the park at the football field doing like Master P. Dr. Gina slinging, she's slinging DVDs and CDs out of her trunk like Master P. I was like, what's that, Dr. Gina?
Hey, so, you know what? You got to sow them seeds, man, and water them, Jones, so you can grow a harvest, you know?
Well, listen, the harvest is definitely coming in. I just want to advise our listeners out there and encourage them, you know, listen, don't just get a copy, you know, of this health and fitness piece for yourself, but get it for family and friends. You got Christmas coming up, man. You know what I'm saying? Send them a gift, you know? And so get more than one copy, man. I'm really excited for you, Dr. Jane.
Oh, thank you, Dal. So listen, we're getting ready to take it to the streets. But listen, right before we do that, let's go ahead and hear what Pamela Luheen has to say. 5 minutes to success. Y'all been waiting on this.
Welcome to 5 minutes to success. I am Pamela Ree Luheen, the author of Pink Slip to Powerhouse, 12 Steps to Next. If you have ever been downsized and know you have a multitude of gifts waiting to be unwrapped, this 5 minutes is for you. If you are currently employed but have a passion, vision, and desire beyond where you are, keep on listening. And finally, if you are an entrepreneur who feels like you are fighting an uphill battle, get your notebook and pen ready. 5 minutes to success is designed to set a foundation to move you from passion and purpose to a profit-making business. This month, we're going to focus on defining what your life means to you and using your fears to move you forward. From the beginning of life, society imposes its expectations on people. It has been ingrained in the minds of many generations that college is the answer. Go to college, graduate, and then pursue a career. Education definitely has its place, but long gone are the days when a person spends 30 years with a company and retires. As I have raised my children, I taught them a slightly different standard from societal norms. Graduate from high school and college, establish a career while developing additional streams of income, then get married and have a family. As a result, my 25-year-old son went to barber school in high school, then went on to college and graduated with a degree in psychology and business. He is now in the process of opening his own barbershop and making a difference in his community. The bottom line is, each of us was given a purpose and a choice on how we live our lives. Stephen Covey said it best, "Your life is not determined by your circumstances, but by your decisions." So it is not easy, ladies and gentlemen, not always easy, but what I have found to be true is this. When we swim in our purpose, our eyesight and mind become sensitized to the opportunities the human eye and mind alone cannot see or comprehend. It's as if each stroke you take, the sun shines on the water before you. That's if you are swimming, immersed, and drenched in your God-given purpose. However, you must know the waves will get tough and the seas will roar, but when you know Him and are living in your purpose, there is a calm, a life raft, a boat, plane, or sun that appears in the midst of the storm. Some 15 years ago, I was celebrating my birthday in the grill. I was having a great time lying on the beach and soaking up the sun. Then I decided to join a group of folks on the trampoline in the water. I thought to myself, it's not that far, and it wasn't. The problem was I gave no consideration to the water through which I had to swim to get to my destination, and that's a lesson for another time. So I jumped in, enjoying a leisurely swim, and all of a sudden the waves got bigger and bigger, mounting over my head. My heartbeat began pounding like drummers from an African village, and a monstrous fear swept over me. I began to fight the waves, but I was losing the battle, and in seconds I had swallowed an enormous amount of salty water, and I remember thinking, Lord, I cannot die on my birthday. The waves kept coming, and in between the waves, I gasped for breath and called for help, but I had drifted so far out, no one could hear my desperate plea. Just when I was at my weakest and most vulnerable moment, another mountainous wave shot over my head, and through my burning eyes, I saw the sun shining so bright on the water that I transitioned my thoughts from hopeless to hopeful. Immediately, I began to relax and become one with the waves. In between, I swam with all my might as if my life depended on it, because it did. This process continued until I finally reached the trampoline, exhausted and feeling like a wet rag. Many valuable lessons came from this experience, but two were very clear. My purpose had yet to be fulfilled, and God is always there, especially when we need him the most. The key is we must allow him to be our guiding light. So as I travel this life, one thing I'm highly confident in is that before the beginning of time, every human being was given a purpose. Indeed, it is up to you to decide your course and determine your channel. You can choose to wade in a small pond, float in a river, or dive right into that ocean. So talk about living a life on purpose. I want to tell you a quick story about a true winner named Louis, a then 23-year-old pianist from China's Got Talent. The fact that Louis was armless makes the story even more remarkable. He lost both arms at 10 years old because he was electrocuted. While growing up, he remembered being told by one of his piano teachers he would never, ever succeed. Louis' response? For people like me, there were only two options. One was to abandon all dreams, which would lead to a quick, hopeless death. The other was to struggle without arms to live an outstanding life. Now is the time to push through any anger, frustration, or fears you may have. Call a meeting with your past and create a timeline of your life. Last month, your homework was to make a list of all the things you've done or would like to do. Did you recognize any recurring themes? And as you thought about specific time periods, did your heart rate increase and a feeling of joy and contentment come over you? You may have even followed the feeling with the statement, "If I could do this for free, I would." If this happens, you are getting closer to your purpose. It's like being in a dark room and all of a sudden stream of light peeks through. Inevitably, this purpose is bigger than you and it connects to others who need what you have to offer. So in addition to creating the timeline, I want you to answer the following questions. What does happiness mean to me? What am I willing to sacrifice? And what are my non-negotiables? So in other words, what are the boundaries you set for yourself for what you will and won't accept? This ends today's 5 minutes to success. If you want to learn more, visit my website at www.pamelaluhing.com. That's www.pamelaluhing.com. And I invite you to like and follow my Facebook page at facebook.com/pluhing. That's Pluehing. And until next month, move forward to turn your passion and purpose into a profit-making business. Back to you, Dr. Gina.
Well, that was so informative. I really enjoyed that. Didn't you, A-Train?
I did.
I can relate to that. You know, push past your frustrations and your anger and all of that
exactly.
junk and just get it done.
Exactly. I agree. I loved it. But, you know, she always hit. She hit every week.
I know. She's amazing. I love her. Pamela Luhing, 5 minutes to success. You can always go on her website through her Facebook page, Pamela Luhing, and she's so informative. So God bless you, Pamela. Thank you so much. Now back to you, A-Train. What's going on in the streets?
In these comedy streets, as I call it, you know? I want people to, you know, Jimmy Fallon is in the news now, man. Jimmy Fallon is in the news, and, I mean, the situation that's going on around him and his brand definitely warrants our prayers, you know, because they're confronting him about, you know, alcohol abuse, you know. And
right.
it's really crazy, you know, in this industry because, like, for comedians, and you know what, we talked about this a few months ago, Dr. Gina, right before the stuff broke off with me at the Ritz Theater. And I was telling you how in comedy, you know, most comedians usually get caught up in three different areas. One being alcohol, two drugs, or three, women or, you know, just kind of, you know, loose women or whatever. So it's like, those are the three main traps, you know, in this game. And it just kind of broke my heart a little bit to hear, you know, to hear them share what, you know, he's dealing with because he's such a talented guy and he's bringing so much to the game. You know, that night show is phenomenal and has been one of the best, you know, shows ever, you know. And to hear that, you know, they're trying to get him to deal with a certain level of reality, you know, to let him know, hey, if we don't address this now, things could get worse, you know, and it's going to be bad. So so I just want to make sure we solicit our prayers, you know, out to, you know, Jimmy Fallon and his camp, because we need that brother around to keep doing what he's doing for the comedy. you know? So
wow.
That's the news I have that's going on out here in these comedy streets.
But you know what, though? That seems like I think that we, as a whole, outside of the back, you know, we're in the front, so we don't see what's going on behind the scenes. But that seems right. like a common issue, though, with comedians, though. Is that fair
yeah.
to say or no? I mean, I'm playing both sides, but a lot I've heard, you know, through the streets as well, that most comics, yeah. and this could be wrong to generalize, that do have issues with alcoholism and drugs, like they say about rock stars as well.
Yeah.
You know, is it heavy like that, A-Train?
Well, it's not just a comedy. I think what it is more so, you know, just life in general. And these guys,
right.
as well as women, you know, they're trying to cope and deal with, you know, certain realities by masking them or trying to escape it. You know what I mean? Because what you do on stage, you know, if you're headlining, let's say you're on stage for, you know, an hour, well, outside of that 60 minutes of your day where you get a chance to free yourself, you know, it's very possible to go to some other measures to help deal with and cope with whatever pressures of life that you're dealing with. And yeah, you do find a lot of comedians that end up struggling, you know, with that particular thing. And I'm telling you, it just, you know, I'm not trying to justify it, but I will say that it's understandable, you know, from watching them deal with the things that they deal with. You know, you find a lot of comedians, you know, their marriage is like, you know, in shambles. Their personal life is in shambles. But they're excellent on stage, you know, because that's their outlet. You know what I mean? And they try to stay booked and stay on the road. Because
right. That's what I was going to say. I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
It's kind of rough starting off as a comic, though.
It is. It is. It really is. I mean, they tell you don't even look for any fruit from the game until you're between your seventh, you know, to 10 years of being in the game,
wow,
you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, like people talk about, you know, like, oh, my God, Kevin Hart just came out of nowhere. Man, Kevin Hart been doing this, you know what I'm saying, umpteen years. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you stay in the trenches and in the pipeline for at least a 10 or 15-year gap, you know what I mean, a 10 or 15-year run, and before anybody even know your name, you know. So it's a struggle out here in this comedy, you know, in this comedy world. So my heart just go out to not just Jimmy Fallon, but, you know, my other fellow artists, you know, like you said, rock stars, you know what I'm saying? Musicians and comedians, you know, actors and entertainers. I mean, they are literally, you know, dealing with a lot, trying to take care of their household, man. And again, I'm not justifying, you know, anything.
Right.
I'm just simply
but
saying.
But you're saying the cause. You're saying the root of everything.
Right.
And that's what a lot
right.
of people need to understand, the root of it. I've met plenty of comedians, and I know when I was out there using drugs and things like that, I got high with a lot of them. So I do understand, mm-hmm. you know, the struggles of it, you know, paying their bills and things like that, relationships falling apart, especially with
yeah.
these women, you know, that put such a demand. It's hard to find a woman that'll go through with you, and you've been so blessed to have a wife
exactly.
that actually saw the vision of God and saw what God was going to use you to do and remain steadfast
absolutely.
From the very beginning to the end. But a lot of people and women, and I'm speaking the truth, and I'm so
right.
sorry, but a lot of women are very impatient. They want somebody to take care of them and be their superhero, and they want everything fast, quick, in a hurry, and then they don't want to work with no one. But then too,
exactly.
I want to say that men, you got to treat the woman right. If you
yeah.
appreciate a woman that is going to be there for you, you have to treat the woman right. Make her
exactly.
feel safe that you got her and that you appreciate her. A woman cannot stand by you if she does not feel safe. She will
right.
leave. Because there's
right.
somebody out there that's
going
to make her feel safe. She will leave and run quick and fast if she don't
as
feel like her
is.
Heart is safe, her time is safe, or she's appreciated. Right?
That's right. You're right. And to add, you know, a little balance to that, you know, like, you know, women being impatient. You know, some of them are, you know, but at the same time, just to give a voice to the women from the man perspective, I will say, you know, we have to redefine what is it that we're asking her to be patient about. You know, she should have base level needs. She need to have a roof over her head. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, you I can't. Mean, of course. Yeah. We didn't talk about being patient sleeping in a car. No.
Right, right. and I have to put that out there, Dr. Gina, because you have a lot of comedians who live on, like, they live in their car on the road. You know what I'm saying? On Megabus. It's like, no, bruh. You can't tag your wife along or tag your girl along.
Right. I do agree with that. I do agree with that. And I appreciate you balancing.
Yeah. Because, you know, and like I said, you didn't say anything wrong. It's just that I know of some cases out here and seen it firsthand. It's like, man, look, you know, you gotta provide the base level.
Some basics. Bring something. Even if she's willing to carry the weight. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
I mean, even if she has something like an apartment or something and she's willing to carry the weight to fulfill your dreams. Now, you went to the extreme, but I'll go there with you. It is. We know that Steve Harvey did say that he was homeless, and a lot of other artists have gone there. You know, but we're not suggesting that when you go through those trials, you need to be by yourself. You need to be by yourself and go through that fire and let God bring you out so you can
That's
do something
right.
because... The order is
right.
to provide a roof. You got to do that.
That's right. My wife told me when we first got started in comedy, she not only did she support me, but she pushed me with a certain level of tenacity, because her conversation was, look, we don't have 15 years. she was like, you know, I'm not speaking against what somebody else, you know, had to do. She was like, God bless them. She said, but I believe.
You don't hear that.
She's like, I'm believing God for more and better than a 50-year time frame before we start seeing some results. And that has been her declaration, man, since day one. And I'm telling you, you know, the leverage that God has allowed us to make, you know, and some platforms that he's allowed us to grace and things that he's allowed us to do. I know it was nobody but God, you know, because like they say, certain things that you're not even afforded to do until you've been in the game at least 10 or 15 years.
Well, hold that thought, because I want to touch back on that right after these commercials. Go ahead. We're going to take a commercial because I want to touch right on that right there. Hold on.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you, and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle, and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. And so.
Columbia, get your praise on. At the biggest gospel concert that ever hit the metro. A Night to Remember. Friday, November 18th at the Township Auditorium. Starring Shirley Caesar. And the incredible Sounds of Blackness. Grammy Award nominee, Ja'Kalen Carr. and Kiara Shear. A Night to Remember. Friday, November 18th at the Township Auditorium, 1703 Taylor Street, Columbia. Hosted by Dr. Gina and Sounds of Blackness. Tickets are available now at the Township Auditorium box office. All Ticketmaster locations, Ticketmaster.com, or charge by phone at 800-745-3000. Don't miss A Night to Remember with gospel legend Shirley Caesar. Sounds of Blackness. Jacqueline Carr and Kiara Shee. Friday, November 18th, 8 p.m. at the Township Auditorium.
So go ahead, let's continue, A-Train, with what you were saying. That point that we had talked about, you have to have someone that's motives is future driven. If you got people that's right now connecting with right now, it's going to frustrate the relationship. And that's what I think. Mm-hmm. I believe that your wife and you guys had a relationship with God. You understood that there was a process, but you also knew also that God can do a quick work. And see, that's the thing. It's not about going in anxious. It's about knowing that you're going through a process for God to do it in a blink of an eye. Because it says it all through the Bible. What we do for thousands of years can take him in a blink of an eye to do. He does a quick work.
Right.
You know, so I just wanted to touch bases on that. I think the people, us as a people, we have to be anxious for nothing. We can't worry about tomorrow. These are basic everyday kingdom principles that live by them, we will see the fruit very quickly. It's when we take ownership of something and try to force it and make it happen and put it together and get this one and get that one, we miss the flow and the process of how God can just do it just like that. I'm a living witness, and I think I know you as well. We both, since we've even been connected, have experienced a quick work and what would take people a lifetime to tell a story about. We can actually say this was in the last year, and the year ain't even over.
Right. Right. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? A year ain't even over, but it would be somebody that would say, oh, yeah, 20 years. It took me 20 years. It took me 30 years. But I'm saying if we keep God first in it all and just go through the process and worry about nothing, he walks us right through it.
Yeah. You know, this is a true story. There's a comedian friend of mine. He is on VH1. He does some stuff on VH1. And he told me, he was like, Train, he said, what you're doing now, he said, you're hitting stages. He said, you're hitting comedy clubs. He said, you're comfortable in front of the TV camera. He's like, and you're on radio. He was like, man, what you're doing, he said, it took me 7 years to get there. And he said, you're doing now, he told me this 3 years ago, you know, and he was like, man, it's just amazing to see exactly what, you know, what you just put in a nutshell, Dr. Gina. And it's weird because I don't like referring to myself or to my own story because people may think you're bragging or whatever, but I'm trying to
boast in the Lord, brother, boast in the Lord,
you know, because you know, and I tell people, it's like, well, you know, it's all God. And I really do believe that God is opening the doors for me, and he's just allowing me to walk them out. You know what I mean? So I try to redirect, you know, where somebody thinks you're trying to, you know, stick your chest out or whatever. It's not that. But I am trying to share a story with some other people to encourage them and so that they can see that, wow, you know what? If I just put my hands on what I feel like I'm supposed to be doing, there's acceleration in that. You know what I mean? And, you know, well, you talked about – go ahead.
Go ahead. No. Yeah, go ahead. We got a couple of minutes. I want to touch down on the political arena.
Okay, you talked about the acceleration, but that acceleration only comes when you step into the thing that you're supposed to do.
That's exactly right. And I mean, that's what it is. So, I mean, I don't look at it like you're, you know, bragging. I look at it like we're giving God all the glory because that's what we have to do. And sometimes we have to do that to remind ourselves exactly where we are. Because sometimes we can be so still in the grind that we don't realize where he has brought us to. And so we have to realize where we are. And that's what I loved about what Elise was saying really quickly. I want to say this to all of the people. I've been praying that God, as he is doing a quick work in us with position, that we are also being healed in the process. Because what I saw was broken people going in positions that they're ready for, but they're emotionally not ready for. So I've been really praying for that, because we don't want drugs and alcohol and perversion and things like that to corrupt what God is doing. So my prayer has been, as God is doing a quick work in your position, because you've labored and your labor has not been in vain and the doors are opening, that he's bringing healed people into these doors. It is very important, right? Because we don't want you to fall and the enemy comes in and take over, try to ambush what God has done for you to bring him glory, and then you fall, giving the devil all of the, you know, him all the glory. We don't want that. We want everything that God is doing for him to be glorified. But listen, before we go into that, what are your thoughts into that really quickly? I want to touch on the political arena real quick.
Yes, I mean, but no, we can transition to the political side. I mean, because I know that's coming up. We got to get these people out to make sure they do what they're supposed to do with voting.
Exactly. Your thoughts about the whole thing. Do you preference either one, though, really, A-Train, or is it that is any one of them better than the other in your side, or what?
Well, my thing is, in politics, you know, politics comes with a disclaimer. Bottom line, even down to your best president, and your best option for a first lady, they are involved with politics, and the game of politics is not clean at all. So, I mean, you know, let's not bypass the system, because the system was designed to fail. So with that being said, we have to deal with this election. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to disappear, and you got to select one or the other. You know, you can't just turn your back on it because you may not be in favor of neither side. You can't do that, because when you do that, we also know that vote goes in favor to someone that you may not really want to be in office. So,
right.
But my point is, you know, I rock with it's the lesser of two evils. I have issues on both sides.
Right.
You know, I have some integrity things that kind of like made me tilt my head a little bit, you know, toward Hillary, even
right.
Bill Clinton, you know, and
yeah.
and Donald Trump. I mean, my head doesn't even tilt toward him. I'm
at all.
Why?
His hair why is tough enough for
how?
Everybody.
Yeah, why and how is he even, you know, in office, you know? I used to say that George W. Bush used to motivate me, because I felt like, wow, if this man could be president, so surely I can be president.
Right, we all can, exactly. Listen, nothing
right.
is impossible. Listen,
Donald
thank you
Trump.
So much for sharing your input on the political arena and sharing with everybody what God is doing in your life. As always, you always make us laugh. I just got a text or a Facebook saying one of the guys, Tyrone Rideout, he follows me on Facebook, and he said he was laughing at your joke about me putting out DVDs out of the trunk of my car like Master P. Listen, y'all better get that DVD, Health and Soul. Health and Soul. Go on myhealthandsoul.com and get you two or three. We got digital downloads as well and hard copies. You don't want to miss out. It's coming. The winter months is coming up. The Thanksgiving month, the Christmas month. All y'all going to do is eat, eat, eat. It's cold outside. You want to hibernate and all of that. You got to get that workout in, because when the heat hits, y'all going to want your arms showing, your belly showing. You're going to want your legs showing. Come on, y'all.
Right.
Let's get this thing together. It's mind, body,
right.
and soul. You know, heal. Let God heal you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, y'all. It's your time. Anyway, we're running out of time. A-Train, thank you. Tell everybody where they can locate you at real quick, please.
Hit me up on Twitter at A-Train Live. You can follow me on Facebook at A-Train Live as well. and I'm on Instagram under Do It Again and See What Happens. Spelled all
Do
the
it
way
again
out.
And see that's what right, happens. Baby. Oh, that's so funny. All right, thank you again for joining us at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I wish we had more time. I know God is going to expand it. We already got more Wednesdays, every Wednesday at 11 a.m.
Right.
Eastern Standard Time. God is doing big things, y'all. I love you. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina.
Hey, say what's happening, man. T.I.P. the King, good. Letting you know you listen to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, man. Hold what you got in a minute.
Okay, that's good.
That's it.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Kiki Wyatt, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Make sure y'all check out my new single, Sexy Song. Okay, thanks.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.